to you by BunnySlippers.com. Check out these brand new Dino Sound slippers. Slippers make a roaring sound every three steps. Made with green scaly fabric, soft plush uppers, foam footbeds, non-slip grip on the soles, and three white claws on each foot. These claws do not cut. I've tried. One size fits most, up to a woman's 10.5, men's 9. Footbed measures 10.5 inches. Black Clock Audio Tales is a daily podcast that reads you one story, or a chapter of a novel, or maybe some of, I don't know, a bunch of folklore. Join us in our exploration of old ghost stories, supernatural fiction, horror tales, folk tales, fantasy, gothic horror, weird fiction, and cosmic horror. And don't forget to join us for our monthly show about the Cthulhu mythos every last Tuesday, dude. Look for our podcast near the old wishing well in the blasted heath or wherever you find your podcasts. We suggest Podbean or Apple Podcast. Find us on the web at pgttcm.com and at Black Clock Audio on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And Black Clock Audio Tales on YouTube. Welcome to Black Clock Audio Tales. Check out our new website over at www.pgttcm.com. Edited by Daniel Spitzer. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Help support the show by going to paypal.me/pgttcm and donating, I don't know, like 5 or 10 or 20 bucks. Or go to pgttcm.podbean.com and become a patron. Help the show by sharing, rating, liking, or five-star giving and high-five having wherever you listen and to or rate podcasts. Buy a cool shirt from pgttcm.threadless.com. Black Clock Audio Tales is part of the Dark Myth Collective. Learn more at darkmyths.org. Thank you. The following is a sneak peek of upcoming, well, what's coming up. Next month is going to be Welsh, Scottish, and British folklore. So here's a sneak peek of some Welsh folklore and what you get to look forward to for next month. All right, check it out. Bye. BunnySlippers.com. Thank you.
Chapter 1 of Welsh Fairy Tales. Recording by Charlotte Duckett. Welsh Fairy Tales. By William Elliott Griffiths. Chapter 1. Welsh Rabbits and Hunted Hares. Long ago, there was a good saint named David, who taught the early Cymric or Welsh people better manners, and many good things to eat and ways to enjoy themselves. Now the Welsh folks, in speaking of their good teacher, pronounced his name Tafid, or affectionately Taffy, and this came to be the usual name for a person born in Wales. In our nurseries we learned that Taffy was a Welshman, but it was our enemies who made a bad rhyme about Taffy. Whenever there were cows or goats, people could get milk, so they always had what was necessary for a good meal, whether it was breakfast, lunch or supper. Milk, cream, curds, whey and cheese enriched the family table. Were not these enough? But St. David taught the people how to make still more delicious foods out of cheese. And this could be done without taking the life of any creature. St. David showed girls how to make cheese, slice and toast it over coals, or melt it in a skillet and pour it over hot toast or biscuit. This gave the cheese a new and sweeter flavour. When spread on bread, either plain or browned over the fire, the result, in combination, was a delicacy fit for a king, and equal to anything known. The fame of this new addition to the British bill of fare spread near and far. English people who had always been fond of rabbit pie, and still thousands of Molly Cottontails every day, named it Welsh Rabbit, and thought it was one of the best things to eat. In fact, there are many people who do not easily see a joke, who misunderstand the fun, or who suppose the name is either slang, vulgar, or a mistake, and who call it rarebit. It is like Cape Cod turkey, codfish, or Bombay ducks, dried fruit, or Irish plums, potato, and such funny cookery with fancy names. Now, up to this time, the rabbits and hares had been so hunted, with the aid of dogs, that there was hardly any chance of them surviving the cruel slaughter. In the year 1604, the Prince of Powys went out hunting. The dogs started a hare and pursued him into a dense thicket. When the hunter with the horns came up, a strange sight met his eyes. There he saw a lovely maiden. She was kneeling on the ground and devoutly praying. Though surprised at this, the prince was anxious to secure his game. He hissed on the hounds and ordered the horn to be blown, for the dogs to charge on their prey, expecting them to bring him game at once. Instead of this, though they were trained dogs and would fight even a wolf, they slunk away howling and frightened, as if in pain, while the horn stuck fast to the lips of the blower, and he was silent. Meanwhile, the hares nestled under the maiden's dress, and seemed not the least disturbed. Amazed at this, the prince turned to the fair lady and asked, "Who are you?" She answered, "My mother named me Monacella. I was fled from Ireland, where my father wished me to marry one of his chief men, whom I did not love. Under God's guidance, I came to this secret desert place, where I have lived 15 years without seeing the face of a man." To this, the prince in admiration replied, "Oh, most worthy Merengell," which is the way that the Welsh pronounce Monacella, "because, on account of thy merits, it has pleased God to shelter and save this little wild hare. I, on my part, here present thee with this land, to be for the service of God and an asylum for all men and women who seek thy protection. So long as they do not pollute this sanctuary, let none, not even prince or chieftain, drag them forth." The beautiful saint passed the rest of her life in this place. At night she slept on bare rock. Many were the wonders wrought for those who with pure hearts sought refuge. The little wild hares were under her special protection, and they are still called Merengell's lambs.